Strange things found in and under homes. Sometimes things happen which you least suspect. That is what happened to a homeowner in Peru. The homeowner discovered something under his house. If you suspected there was something under there, what would you expect to find? There is a chance your home might have been built over an old graveyard. In a country like Peru, it might be something even more troubling or exciting, depending how you feel about what was found. In this case, an Inca tomb was found. This was not found in the suburbs, it was found under a home in the capital city of Lima. It was thought to be where the Inca buried their elite dead. It is believed this tomb was constructed by the same Ruricancho society which constructed the mountaintop royal retreat at Machu Picchu. How many times have we heard a house which was considered haunted was found to have been built over an ancient Indian burial ground? I wonder about this since I have seen a lot of Western movies and they all seem to show Indians were not buried but put up on poles in a sort of bed. Some tribes didn't and used the traditional idea of burial in the ground. This was practiced by the Sioux and Lakota tribes, but many other tribes used what was known as sky burial. My point is there did exist some Indian burial grounds. There is an investigation going on by state officials into allegations that a developer is trying to build over a Native American village that likely contains a cemetery. It is being conducted in Alabama. Apparently, this is a no-no in the state. Sometimes, even in the United States, in cities, houses have surprises under them. A house in San Francisco, California was having work done to it, and one of the things the workers had to do was break through the concrete floor in the garage. What they found startled them. It was a tiny bronze coffin which was occupied by the remains of a 3-year-old girl. Experts were called in to examine the body and determined the girl had died around 1870. So how did the body get there? An investigation was conducted and it was found the county the body was found in had been full of cemeteries at the time the girl died, but in the early 20th century the bodies were removed. It seems they missed one. So, the bottom line is many of the houses in this area were built over old burial grounds. It is not always bodies that are found in or under homes. Sometimes strange rooms are found. Such was the case for one homeowner who couldn't believe what he found. There was a sheet of wood against the wall in an upstairs room. He had not noticed it before and decided to move it. What he found was another room. In that room were many guns and ammunition. This was not what one expected to find left behind by a previous owner. Another homeowner was shocked when he noticed something he didn't before. There was a small crawl space in the attic. So he decided to explore it and found it led to a locked door. He managed to get the door open and found a room which had sound deadening material on the ceiling, walls and floor. It had electricity and a single bed. There was also a briefcase containing different denominations of money from all around the world. You just never know what you might find. My favorite story about a homeowner is one I told before. But I am repeating it anyway, because it is so interesting. A homeowner in Turkey went down to the basement of his house and found a hole. He decided to explore it, and found it led to an entire underground city which could hold, according to experts, at least 30,000 people and their animals and had facilities for water. I bet he was surprised. A homeowner in Germany was shocked to find out their home contained a tunnel under it. The tunnel was long and was finished and painted, with tunnels leading from it. There were rooms off of the tunnels. It seemed to be a large bunker. Who would ever expect to find a government-grade tunnel and bunker under their home? It does make one wonder how many more of these things exist in Germany, since they were probably created during World War II. One homeowner bought a home and found out later it had been a funeral parlor 100 years before. No, he didn't find bodies there. What he did find was a hidden room full of old equipment. This included the chemicals used for embalming and others. Sometimes, people decide to have renovations done to their homes. They may have lived there for years before that time. The renovations may involve moving or taking down walls. One of the most incredible finds was a child living in the walls of a home. I have no idea how he survived. A child had disappeared 2 years before and been found alive living between the walls in his grandmother's home. He was only 6 years old at the time. Many different horrifying things have been found lurking in walls that no one ever suspected until they found them. One guy was hearing noises coming from a wall and decided to break into it. The wall was on the side of a fireplace. When it was broken into, there was a small kitten. It had fallen down the chimney and was trapped. An old pub in England was being demolished. England has a long history of witches, and what was found verifies the fact. A witch's bottle was found in the wall and it wasn't empty. It had human teeth in it along with fish hooks, glass and urine. One of the worst finds took place in a home in Sydney, Australia. They discovered there were cameras and recording equipment in the walls of their home. They decided to trace the wires and it led them to a shed owned by their landlord. In the shed was a monitor and a recliner. Apparently, they were his entertainment. I think this is about as low as someone can sink. This to me indicated before you buy a home, you should give the place you are looking to buy a thorough examination. You might not be able to find everything, but at least you might find some of these things which could dissuade you from the purchase.